Learning this week is sponsored by Miriam and Alan Pfeiffer in honor of the birth of a grandson born to Tali and Binyamin Pfeiffer.
Mazel tov. Shabbos shalom. God of the Torah, chud meisim tov.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for coming. Baruch Hashem, a new topic. Not completely new, but almost. In order to make the show a little bit more interesting, I'm going to start with a question that keep it in mind, and then at the end, maybe we're going to get an answer. Let's assume for a minute that I'm holding like a Rav Eliyoshiv that holds that crockpot is hatmana and it's aser. And I'm coming to somebody's house and he's relying on a different poskim that says that it's mutter. Can I eat from the chulot? So through the all shiur, we're going to see all the aspects of the questions. Bezat Hashem, next shiur we're going to discuss crockpot, if it is atmana or not. But let's start with the question that according to the poskim who said that it is atmana b'davar ha-musif hevel, what's going to be the din? So when we start dine hatmana, we need to understand what is the source for the issu. Hatmana b'davar ha-musif hevel and hatmana b'davar she'eno musif hevel. So we're going to have three parts to the shiur. The first part is going to be shorash atakana, what's the reason. The second part is going to be what's the difference between hatmana and hashaya according to each opinion. And is it like, it has nafkaminot, because what about if you do it letzorech machar, if you do it mevushal ben dorsai, not ben dorsai, is it the same takana, is it not? Aleph and Bet are very connected, so we're going to have overlap between them. And the third part is going to be, what's the din in Shachach v'Hetmin? And the Gemma, we're going to discuss a little bit more in depth. So let's start with the source for the Takana. What's the reason for the Takana? We have the Gemara in Shabbat, in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. You have it in the page, the first source. And it's a tremendous machloket rishonim that based on the girsaot in this Gemara. So I hope that you read the Gemara inside. I'm going to repeat, but it's a little bit confusing because of the girsaot, so I'm going to try to make it simple, but okay, we'll see. So the girsa of Rashi, that's the girsa that we have in front of us. According to Rashi, the first question is about davar she'eno mosif hevel, mishechashcha. After Shabbat started, the Gemara discussed first what is the issur of hatmana b'davar she'eno mosif in Shabbat itself. The Gemara answered, gzera shemayartiach. Rashi explained what is gzera shemayartiach. Gzera shemayartiach, we are concerned that you're going to find that the gdera is not had enough, and it's already late. So you're going to say, well, I'm going to eat cold food. So you're going to heat it up. And it was cold, and you heat it up, so you're going to be mevashel b'shabbat. Rashi says, v'nimtza mevashel b'shabbat. The chashash of bishul. And the Rosh in Perek Yira learned from this bishul achre bishul belach. Because if there is no bishul achre bishul belach, there is no reason to be geyser. But anyway, the chashash according to Rashi, b'davar, she'eno musif hevel, mishechashecha, is the chashash of bishul.
And the chashash is you're going to move it somewhere else to cook? Because it's eno musif hevel.
Yeah, he's
so going to put it on, you're gonna put it on the stove.
Yeah. He's going to mamash cook it. Mamash reheat it in a way that it's asur midoraita because it was cold.
Atu barshi askinan? It's like atu barshi askinan?
That's the rif. Rif asked that in the tshuva. And the Ram Lechamot, yeah. That's one of the questions in Rashi. And then the Gemara, according to Rashi, moves on. The second question is, why is it asur to be matmin b'moisif hevel mibe'od yom? The Gemara answers, gzera shematmin beremetz sheyesh ba gachelet. The chashash is gzera atu remetz, and it sounds like according to Rashi, remetz is musif hevel, and we are goyzer on all the items that are look like remetz, that they have internal heat in them, that they're comparable to remetz. So Chazal were also all of them. And the Gemara said, so what about remetz? What do we care so about remetz? V'yatmin, gzera shemechtei b'gechalim. In remetz, we have the chashash of chitui. So according to Rashi, the chashash of the isur of hatmana be-shabbat, be-eno musif, is chashash bishul. And the isur of hatmana be-davar ha-musif, be-erev shabbat, is gzerat chitui. Remetz and chitui. Now the Rif have a different girsa, and there are two major explanations to that girsa. First, we're going to read the girsa, and then we're going to explain the two way to. I mean, there are a little bit more than two, but I'm going to focus on the Rambam and the Ravid. So, let's read the girsa first. Amarava, I'm reading in the Rif, the third source in the page. Amarava mipnem amru en tomnim bedavar amusif hevel. ואפילו מבעוד יום, גזרה השם הירתיח. So the girsa of the Rif is why are we not allowed to be tomen בדבר המוסיף הבל מבעוד יום? The first question is the second question of Rashi. We're starting with מוסיף הבל מבעוד יום. What's the גזרה? The Gemara answers, שמה ירתיח. What does ירתיח mean? We're going to see soon. But we have a concept that's called ירתיח. It's not so clear if it's visual related, chitui, or something else that we're going to see soon. The second question in the Gemara according, so the Gemara said Shema Yartiach, and then the Gemara said, Amar le'abaye yachi ben hashmashot na'ami nigzor, you should be matir also ben hashmashot, stam kderot rotchot. So that's the same idea, like Rashi, but a different explanation. We're going to see. Amar Rava, the second question in the Gemara, Amar Rava, mipnei ma'amru en tomnim bedavar she'en musif hevel mishechashcha. According to the Rif, the second question of the Gemara is about en musif hevel, after Shabbat started, mishechashcha. And the Gemara answer, the last line in the Rif, gzera she'mayatmin beremetz v'atzili chituye b'gechalim. So the second gzera of musif hevel, Be'en Musif Hevel is Mishum Remetz. So it sounds in the Rif that Remetz is not Musif Hevel. That the Gzera of Davar She'enu Musif Hevel is Gzera Atu Remetz. So the first, it sounds like there is a difference between Rashi and the Rif, if Remetz is Musif Hevel or not. And according to the Rif, the Gzera of Musif Hevel Be'erev Shabbat, the first question, has nothing to do with Chitui Lechora, because it says Shema Yartiach. And we're going to see soon that, unlike Rashi, Musif Hevel is look like fire. That's not the concept according to the Rif. But we're going to see why. What exactly does it mean? So, the Rambam have one explanation, and the Ravid have a different explanation in the Girsa of the Rif. So, I'm going to read the Rambam now. Rambam Perek Daled Al Chabet. מן הדין היה שתומנים בדבר המוסיף הבל מבעוד יום וישאר התבשיל תמון בשבת שהרי משין על גבי האש בשבת. We don't have a problem with leaving food on a hidden source because we have the heter of ashaya. You're allowed to put it on the stove if it has klalei shehiya. We don't have the problem with the heat source lichora because we allowed shehiya. So what is the reason to be oyster davar amusif hevel? Aval asru chachamim la'atmin bedavar amusif hevel mibeod yom, gzera shema tartiach hakdera b'shabbat, ve'itztarech legalota ad shetanuach haretichah, ve'yachzor ve'yichase b'shabbat, ve'nimtza tomen bedavar amusif hevel b'shabbat, shehu asur. Rambam says a very interesting chiddush. Normally, when you cook, so in the process of cooking, you bring the pot to boil. And when it's boiled, if you have the top on, it's going to start bubbling and overflow and spill. So the concern, according to the Rambam, if you're going to take the pot boiling hot and you're going to put it in a mosif hevel be'erev Shabbat, then since the heating source is so hot and you're going to cover it, so it's going to get so hot that it's going to get a lot of bubbles, a lot of boiling bubbles, and it's going to spill. And you're going to need to uncover the davar mosif hevel in order to make the pot to come down. And now it's Shabbos already, and you're going to cover it back. So covering it back, what's the problem? We just know, if you learn the Seif Dalet, that normally for davar she'eno mosif hevel, if you were tomen b'davar she'eno mosif hevel, and then in Shabbat you want to take some soup and cover it back, that's fine. So why is it going to be a problem b'davar she'mosif hevel? If you were tomen b'erev Shabbat b'heter, why would it be a problem to cover it? So we're going to see the Ramban soon. The Ramban says, basically, to explain the Rambam, that the heter of kisau v'nitgala mutar lechasoto is shayach only b'davar she'no mosif hevel. But davar she'no mosif hevel is like a new creation. If you cover it with the mosif hevel, it's like bishul system. It's you're creating like a new system of heating, and it's like more chamor. So it sounds like the Rambam, part of the gzera of davar mosif hevel, it's like one gzera with not allowed to recover stuff in Shabbat if it's a heating element, or mosif hevel, they consider cooking, like covering it. And we have the chashash that you're going to need to cover in Shabbat itself. It's a gzera li gzera, sounds like, but the Rambam in Perusha Mishnah, if you have time, I brought it here, explain it a little bit more in what is gzera li gzera mean, and he explained it a little bit more in depth. But according to the Rambam, the issue of Hashaya atmana b'davar ha-musif hevel has nothing to do with chatiya b'gechalim. The only reason that Chazal were oyser atmana b'davar ha-musif hevel mi be'od yom is because they have the concern that if you're going to put the pot there erev Shabbat, the boiling is going to be very, very strong, and it's going to spill, and you're going to uncover it and then cover it in Shabbat itself. That's the gzera according to the Rambam. It's mefurash in the Rambam, there is no doubt, and it's more mefurash in Perusha Mishnah. If you want to look, the next source is Perusha Mishnah, is mamash like, usually the Rambam doesn't talk so much, but in Perusha Mishnah, when he was young, before 26, he let himself speak a lot. So if you want more.
So what is the Isser again? So recovering it then would be what?
It's like a creating, it's considered like Hatmana Lechatchila. Hatmana b'Shabbat itself. Because it's Mosif Hevel, it's considered Hatmana Lechatchila. Unlike a no Mosif Hevel, that just covering it back is not Hatmana Lechatchila. It's just continuation of the system.
What's the Melacha?
There's no Melacha. It's like it's a big Gzeira of Hatmana b'davar she'mosif Hevel. And it sounds in the Ramban, we're going to see the Ramban soon, because that's basically your question. It sounds like, according to the Rambam, playing with stuff that Mosif Hevel look like Melechet Bishul. It's look like Bishul. It's look like you're creating a system of that has hidden power that looks like Bishul. And if you're going to allow you that, then you're going to start playing with the fire also. It's like
is it possible that something that's not Mosif Hevel, that putting the cover back on it now, it is Mosif Hevel? So in other words, if it's a regular situation, it just stays there, it's just going to remain at the constant temperature. But now that you're opening it and closing it, like we saw...
But that's not Mosif Hevel.
What?
That's not... If the material is not Mosif Hevel, the closing it is not going
to
be Mosif Hevel.
The material
is Mosif Hevel. I'm talking only about material that is Mosif Hevel. No. Mosif Hevel needs to be material that has power to heat by itself without... it's like a heating source, basically. Gefet v'zevel, it's like materials that have a natural heat themselves. And it's not the heat like fire, but they have a natural heat. Even if you touch them, they have heat. They're not like fire, but they have some internal heat. So fine. So that's the Mosif Hevel according to the Rambam. And now skip the Ravid. I'm going to read the Ravid soon, but I'm just going to go to the Eno Mosif Hevel. That's Halacha Gimel. וכן מן הדין היה לתמון התבשיל בדבר שאינו מוסיף הבל בשבת עצמה. It should have been mutter to be matmin if it's דבר שאינו מוסיף הבל, if the the cover is just something that's not mosif hevel. It should have been mutar even to do it in Shabbat itself. But the reason that Chazal was oser, aval asru chachamim davar ze, gzera shema yatmin beremetz, veyebo nitzotzot shel esh, venimtza chute bagechalim. So the Rambam, first of all, assumed that remetz is not mosif hevel because he said that the gzera for eno mosif is because of remetz. And what is the chashash? The chashash is it very, very practical. If you put your pot in remetz, remetz might have a little bit of fire in it. So just putting the pot there and taking it off by itself can cause the gachelet there, like a little coil or a little something that has a little bit of fire. Just playing with the pot itself can cause fire. So the reason is shema yechte, not because the chitui that we know for Rosh Gimel that you want it to be hot. Just the moving the pot itself can cause a problem. That's why Chazal were gozer for anything that it's not to do hatmana lechatchila in Shabbat itself. Atu remetz. So that's the Rambam. Now, I'm going back to halacha bet, the Raivad. What is the Raivad? I didn't finish the first part of the Rambam. The Rambam explained that the second question of the Gemara, when we discuss davar shemosif hevel, the first halacha, halacha bet, we discussed davar hamosif hevel, and we said that the Easter is shema is going to have bubbles. So now the problem with the Rambam is that the second question in the Gemara asks, "Yihachi ben hashmashot na minigzav." If the problem is bubbles, I don't know what you call it, like you have a different boiling, bubbles. But the actual thing that comes out, the bubbles. So if the problem is with bubbles, ben hashmashot na minigzav. The question of the Gemara you should be goyzer also ben hashmashot bedavar hamosif hevel. That's the pshat of the Gemara. So it sounds that the Gemara was pashut to the Gemara in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says, we said every Erev Shabbos. Safek chashecha, safek ena chashecha. Aval ma'asrin, v'tomnin et hachamin. You allow to be tomen ben hashmashot. Rashi understood tomnin bedavar she'eno mosif. The Rambam understood tomnin even mosif hevel. Ben hashmashot, muter. The Gemara said, "Yachi ben hashmashot nami nigzer." Why are you matir davar amosif hevel beben hashmashot? Amar le stam kderot rotchot. That's the last part of the Rambam.
Isn't that also true according to the Rif, though? Same.
It depends what you explain in the Rif. He explained that in the Rif. He understood like that in the Rif, and that's why he said at the end, meaning alacha bet, the second part of alacha bet before the Raivad, he says. לפיכך מותר להטמין בדבר המוסיף הבל בין השמשות. If it's בין השמשות, you allowed to be מטמין even if it's מוסיף הבל. Why? שסתם כדרות בין השמשות כבר רתחו ונחו מביאבואן. Normally, when you cook, so if you start the process of הטמנה early, so maybe your pot was not in the stage of boiling. So the boiling is going to come later when it's Shabbos, and then you're going to cover it and you're going to have problems. But if you mamash waited for the second minute, ben hashmashot, normally all the kderot are already were boiled, so all the bubbles already came out, and normally what happened now is just like keep warm. It's not going to happen again. It's like, I don't know if it's the nature of the pot, of the way of cooking, because technically these days, I don't know if you're going to heat up the... going to boil it very hot, it's going to bubble again. But maybe normally the first bubble needs more heat. The second bubble needs maybe extra heat, and then it's not going to happen. But that's the way that the Rambam understood in the Gemara. It has a few difficulty because it's a big chiddush to say that it's mutar according to the Rambam to be matmin bedavar amosif hevel beben hashmashot. It's mefurash in the Rambam. Nobody hold like that lahalacha, but that's the Rambam. Rambam said, "Ben hashmashot, you're allowed to be matmin b'davar amosif hevel." Raivad scream, "How? What are you talking about? Asagot haRaivad min adina shetomnim b'davar amosif mi be'od yom." I'm reading still in the Raivad. It's the first page. We're still in the first page. Asagot haRaivad. Everyone see? Min adina yash shetomnim b'davar amosif hevel mi be'od yom. That's the code of the Rambam. Amar Avraham, "Me'olam lo nir'u ve'lo nishmeu ta'apuchot ka'ele." It doesn't make any sense. Your mom is like upside down everything. "Mibe'od yom asur," before Shabbat starts, it's asur, "ve'ben hashmashot mutar." תהפוכות. Doesn't make any sense. בין השמשות is easier than... ובגמרה, סתם גדרות בין השמשות רותחות הן, והוא אומר כבר נחו. The פשט of the Gemara, רותחות is active. They're רותחות. And he explained, רותחות, they were already רותחות. רתוחות, I should have said different... באמת, הרב זל, הרב refers to the Rif, meaning, I agree with you, he said that the Girsa, you had a problem, you had to deal with the Girsa of the Rif, so you had to explain what you explained. But I have a different explanation for the Rif. באמת הרב כך כתב הגרסה, אבל הפירוש שלו מקולקל ביותר, הפירוש של הרמב״ם מקולקל ביותר, וכך הוא הפירוש לגרסה הזאת. The way that you should learn this גרסה is different. בדבר המוסיף גזרו, ואפילו מבעוד יום, גזרה שם הירתיח. So now his explanation for ירתיח, he agrees that the first question of the Gemara discussed מוסיף הבל. But the answer of ירתיח is not like the רמב״ם. שם ירתיח, פירוש, כיוון דעתמין בדבר המוסיף, גלי דעתה דרותח קבא אלה לאורתה, וזימנין דפסיק איתכם משום דעריך זימנה, ומרתח להם משחשיכה. So the חשש, according to the Raived, is that the person gonna find the pot that it's not hot enough. And... the problem starts from the fact that he wants to be matmin bedavar hamosif. When you can pick what to be matmin in, you can be matmin in davar she'eino mosif, and you can be matmin in davar she'mosif. So the fact that you decided to be matmin in mosif, that shows that you care about the heat for the night, that you want it really, really hot for the night. So if you are a person that really cares about the heat, that creates the problem. The fact that you want to be matmin bedavar hamosif hevel, that creates the chashash shema yartiach. So the chashash, according to the Raived, is the same chashash like Rashi, that you're going to heat up. You're going to go over isur mevashel or isur... the chashash retichah like Rashi. Yachi ben hashmashot nami litzar. So the Gemara said, so if this is the case, ben hashmashot should be oisur also. And what does ben hashmashot mean? What kind of hatmana is it refers to? So he said, no, it refers to eino mosif. Because if your logic is that the fact that I want to be matmin in mosif, that creates a chashash, so I can say the same logic for eino mosif, ben hashmashot. If I waited so long until ben hashmashot, that means that I didn't want to be matmin be eino mosif before because I wanted to be hot. So if I wanted to be hot, so even be eino mosif, be ben hashmashot, I will have that chashash. Not before that. Before that, that doesn't show that I care. I just was matmin be davar she'eino mosif half an hour before Shabbat, so I'm not makpid. But if I waited with the pot to keep it boiling until like a minute before Shkia, and then after Shkia, I want to be matmin be davar she'eino mosif, that by itself going to create the same chashash that the Raivad is talking about. The fact that you're so makpid to wait until ben hashmashot, that's going to be usher to you to be matmin bedavar she'eino mosif beben hashmashot. And that's why, according to the Raivad, ben hashmashot is usher in mosif hevel, but the Gemara understood that it's going to be muta. In the Mishnah it says that it's mutar be'eino mosif, so the Gemara asked about it. So the Gemara said, stam kderot rotchoten le'orta. So he explained rotchot, the answer of the Gemara, you know what? If I kept the pot boiling until ben hashmashot, by definition, I don't care about the atmana, because normally, if it's so boiling ben hashmashot, it's going to stay so warm, so hot, until shkia, that I don't really need to make a big deal about the atmana. So what? There is no chashash, because stam kderot ben hashmashot rotchot mean they're going to stay rotchot until the meal time. Rotchoten le'orta, they're going to stay warm at night, ולא תפסוק רתיחתן. That's why we're not having the chashash in ben hashmashot be'eino mosif hevel. So these are the two explanations. The Ramban, meaning you can take a look in your free time in the Rambam, in Perush HaMishnah. Rabbeinu Prachia also explained a little bit. Rabbeinu Prachia is one of the Rishonim in the base midrash of the Rambam. Wasn't available until like 34 years ago. Kitveyad, and like, he had explained a little bit more. You see that the Rambam knew the shita of the Raived. He had what to say about it. You can take a look. Anyway, since you ask a little bit more about the pshat in the Rambam, by he brings the Rabbeinu Yitzchak Alfasi, and he brings the Rambam, and he said that to Misvara, the opposite, the Chidush Ein Hadaat Mekabalto. If you see in the Ramban, I'm in the bold part, in the middle of the second paragraph, Shuv Matzati BeYerushalmi. Shuv Matzati BeYerushalmi. So he basically found the Yerushalmi basically said what the Rambam is saying. Now the last line, Ve'im Tomar, Ve'im Megale Nami Ve'Chozer Ve'Tomen B'Shabbat, Ma Yisur Yesh Bekach? Why do we care about, according to the Rambam, that the chashash is that you're going to be Tomen? What's the problem with that? De'a Mashma Lekaman Ve'Tomen Me'Erev Shabbat, Megale Ve'Notel Ve'Chozer Ve'Tomen B'Shabbat. So, hatam bedavar sheno mosif hevel, vekevan shetaman bibod yom, kvar esiach da'ato moto bishul. Ela shiye meshumar. Lekach notel umachzir. Aval bedavar mosif, im megale umartiach vechozer umatmin, ketchilat atmanahu, veika gzera dechetui begechalim vemegis. So you see that the Rambam also, that's what I told you, that there are two systems according to the Rambam. Davar sheno mosif, it's basically a system that just keeps warm. So if you were tomen erev Shabbat in a system that just keeps warm, so even if it's like uncover, cover, you were megale da'at, that the only thing that you're doing is just keeping it warm. But when you put the pot in a davar ha-mosif, it's not a keep warm system. It's a heating system. And if it's a heating system, we don't have the heter of kisa'u v'nitgala mutar l'chasoto. If it's uncover, you can now cover it back because you're playing with a like fire. It's davar ha-mosif hevel, it's like a system that it's mosif hevel, it's look like playing with fire, and that's the basic. That's basically the gzera according to the Rambam. So here is the Ramban brings us to what you were asking, Eud and Ali. Okay, now what is the? Now we know what is hatmana, but what is the difference between Hatmana and Hashaya, especially if there's the reason for Hatmana, page number 4, that's what I'm discussing here, and the basic question is according to Rashi, because if we hold like Rashi, that the Chashash, let's go back to the Shita of Rashi, the Gzeira Be'eno Mosif Mishechashcha, is Shema Yartiach, Chashash Bishul, and the Atmana Bemosif is Shema Yatmin Beremetz. So now, Bemosif Hevel, the Chashash is Chitui, right? Remetz is like Gechalim, Shema Yachte Begechalim. If you hold that both Atmana and Shia Gzerat Chitui. So why don't we find the same heterim that we have by Hatmana, that we have by Shehiyah, by Hatmana? We should say the same logic, right? If it's Mebushal Kemachal Ben Dursai according to Hananiah, it should be Mutter. If it's Ra Kidra Chaita, it should be Mutter. And we don't find that. I mean, it's not true, because if you're going to look in Tosfot in Mem Zayin Amud Bet, you're going to find that the Shita of Rashbam is like that. The Rashbam bemet mishadech the two. Rashbam hold that it's one perek. There is no whatever is mutter here. It's mutter here. What? Yeah. I mean, there is Rishon. I'm gonna discuss that. Yeah, there is a lot of Rishonim, but I just want to mention two points. Rashi himself. If you remember the beginning of Kira, Rashi said that the reason for Garuf v'Katum is that it's not going to be Mosif Hevel. So Rashi seems to hold the same way, that the reason for Grifa v'Ktima is to make the Remetz not Mosif Hevel. But then the Rishonim asks, so what? You're playing like two. Meaning, in Lamed Daled you said that Remetz is Mosif Hevel, and by us you said that Garuf v'Katum is going to make it not Mosif Hevel. So there's a lot of Terutzim. But it seems like Rashbam, the grandson of Rashi, they're all in the same shita, that Hatmana and Shia are basically the same chashash, chashash chitui, and whatever is mutter here is going to be mutter here. But majority of Rishonim that follow the Shita of Rashi in Lamedaled, in the Girsa of Rashi, that the Chashash be-Mosif Hevel is because of Chitui, like the Rabbeinu Tam, Rashba, Ritva, Ran, and Mordechai, all of these Rishonim hold that the Chashash be-Hatmana be-Mosif Hevel is because of Chitui, and we don't have the Heterim that we have by Shehiya. And that's the question why. So you can find the Rishonim discussed that. I brought here the Rashba in Memzayin, Rashba in the beginning of Kira also a little bit. The Tosfot in Memzayin also discussed that in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. I'm going to read now the Rashba inside, just briefly. You can find it in Tosfot also, but I'm just going to read it here. The paragraph here in page number 4, Bereshit Bamet Omnin Mem Zayin Amud Bet. So I'm going to read. Venatan Rabbeinu Tam, Venatan Rabbeinu Tam Tam Ladavar. It's a little bit after the middle. Venatan Rabbeinu Tam. Do you see that? Venatan Rabbeinu Tam. It's the sixth line in the Mem Zayin. ונתן רבנו טעם זל טעם לדבר, לפי שהשהייה מן הסתם אינה אלא לאכול הערב, וחומה משתמר עד שעת אכילה. בעוד כיוון שהוא מניחה מגולה ושליט באווירה, אין חיטוי מועיל לו כל כך, ואין החום נתפס בה. אל כך, אף הוא אינו בא לידי חיטוי. אבל התמנה שהוא מניחו למחר, אף על פי שהוא תמון, אם לא יחטא בו, מתקרר והולך, ובמעט חיטוי, חומו נתפס ומועיל, וילקח עתי לחיטויה. לפיכך גזרו שלא להתמין בדבר המוסיף, שמה יתמין ברמץ ועתי לחיטויה. So the lashon of the Rabbeinu Tam here and also in the Tosfot, it's like a little bit, you read it one time, three times. The way I understood, and I think that's the pshat, and if any one of you have a different pshat, I would be happy to hear. It sounds like according to Rabbeinu Tam, there are two elements when we discuss chashash chitui. Hashaya, there is a hefsek avir. It's not touching the fire. So normally when you do shehiya, what you care about is to cook for the night. You would put there something that is that you want for the night. So in order for your chitui to have a meaningful, to have a mashmaut, so if you wanted to have mashmaut, you need a lot of chitui in Hashaya because it has air between them. So you need to do a big chitui by Hashaya. And you're not going to do a big chitui unless it's not going to be ready for the night. It's not going to be edible. So Hananiya says, according to Rabbeinu Tam, when you do Shehiya, there is a space. So if it's not Mevushal Kemachal Ben Dursai, it's not going to be ready if you're not going to be chote. You have a chashash that it's not going to be ready. So you're going to do even chitui merube. It's going to have effect, although there is a hefsek avir. There is a space. Because you're not going to have what to eat, so you're going to do mesiras nefesh. You're going to do chitui merube in order to affect the process. Now, if it's mevushal kemachal ben dursai, according to Hananiah, it's going to be ready. It's basically ready now. It's going to be better. So you're not going to do a chitui merube. What's the chashash? Chitui mu'at? Chitui mu'at, you're not going to do because you don't need, you don't care about chitui mu'at, and it's not going to help because there is hefsek. So there is no reason to do chitui mu'at. Chitui mu'at, you're going to do even just by mistake. You're not given even think about it. Chitui merubeh, you need to think about it. You need to do like a big action. Hatmana, normally hatmana, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is for tomorrow. And normally hatmana is to keep it warm. And if normally hatmana is to keep it warm, and it's a system, there is no air inside, it's a very tight environment, any little chitui is going to help. So little chitui in hatmana environment is going to help. So a little chitui in hatmana is a chashash. But a little chitui in an environment of hashaya is not going to help you. So a little bit of chitui, we would have the concern if it's going to have any mashmaut. By hatmana, it has mashmaut. by Ashaya, it doesn't have mashmaut, so we don't have the concern about chitui muat. We have only the chashash of chitui merube. And when do we have that chashash chitui of chitui merube? Only when it's below ben dursai, that you have a chashash that you're not going to have anything to eat, then you're going to do a chitui merube. So that's lichora the pshat, according to Rabbeinu Tam, why we're more machmir by hatmana bedavar hamosif hevel, although both of them are gzerat chitui. There's two kinds of chitui and two kinds of environments that the chitui helps. That's the way it looks in Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Rambam, like we mentioned, Din Mosif Hevel has nothing to do with chashash chitui directly. It's only like the main chashash is Shema Yechaseh, and it's going to be Tomen. Like at the end, everything is chashash chitui, but it's not. The reason is not chashash chitui. It's more like chashash hatmana b'Shabbat, and it makes sense according to the Rambam that it's going to be a separate gzeira. If it's a separate gzeira, so it makes sense that we don't have the same rules, and whatever is mutar by Hashaya is not necessarily mutar by hatmana. According to the Ravid, there is room to say that the gzera was only been only when you do shiya letzorech alayla, because he said stam kderot rotchotem, and they're going to stay warm for the night. So it sounds like the sugya discussing only hashaya letzorech alayla. And if you look in the Meiri, it's mashma that he's making an afkamina between them. I just wanted to mention a few more Rishonim that hold like Rashbam. So you can look in page number 6. Actually, it's not. First of all, is Rabbeinu Yosef b'shem Rabbeinu Shmuel. That's the Tosfot in Mem Zayin. And then in page number 7 on the bottom, or basically page number 8, Rav Barbi Moshe b'Rabbi Yosef. In the Ritva, in Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, is holding like Rashbam also. And the Tosfot Rid, also the same idea. The Tosfot Rid is in Mem Zayin Amud Bet, and also in Lamed Tet Amud Bet. I'm not going to go into it. It's very interesting, but you should, if you have time, you should take a look on it. Just like, it's not like a Dat Yachid. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like a very... If you just look in the Shulchan Aruch, it looks like it's a Dat Yachid, and it's Dachu, and it's not like a Lalacha. I don't have a lot of time, so I'm gonna just wanna finish up with the halacha of the Eved. Shachach ve'etmin. That's the Hagah in Seif, the end of the Seif Aleph. Hagah, yesh omrim dim shachach ve'etmin b'shogeg, b'davar ha'musif hevel, shari le'echol. That's the Hagahot Mordechai. ויש אומרים בכל זה אינו אסור אלא כשעושה לצורך הלילה, אבל כשמתמין לצורך מחר, מותר להתמין בעוד יום בדבר שמוסיף הבל. ובדיעבד יש לסמוך על זה, ובלבד שלא יהיה רגיל לעשות כן. So, אם שכח והתמין, that's one cooler. Even according to the poskim that says that השהיה לצורך מחר is not a heter, we're discussing not the opinion of Rashbam, right? We're discussing the opinion that says that Hatmana is Asura even for Machar. Not the opinion of Rashbam. The second opinion quote basically the opinion of Rashbam, right? So the first opinion should hold that even according to the Osrim, B'Shachach, it's Mutter. The Mishnah Berurah explained that they hold that Hatmana Shava L'Shiya, that B'Shachach V'Shaha, תבשי שמצטמק ויפה לו מותר. Now, the מגן אברהם hold that it's true only for תבשיל שנתבשל כל צורכו. And it's a big מחלוקת in the אחרונים here, and the Mishnah Berurah sounds like he doesn't like the מגן אברהם. He said that it makes sense to be make a living if it's כמאכל בן דורסאי, like the second opinion in רש"י ג'. So, the Pshat in the Magen Avraham is that when you say it's Asur to be Matmin, according to we just explained in the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Chashash of Chitui in Hatmana is a higher level Chashash Chitui. If it's a higher level chashash chitui, even the opinion that are makel for Hananiah, the Yesh Omrim in Resh Nun Gimel, there are going to be moide in Hatmana that it's Asur, even if it's Mevushal God Zorko. Until it's Mevushal God Zorko and it's Tamek Verala. So it makes a lot of sense what the Magen Avraham says, that it's going to be mutar only based on the Machmir opinion in Resh Nun Gimel, the Shita of the Rif, that says that Bedi Eved, only if it's Mevushal called Tzorko, then it's going to be mutar. But if you were Mashbiach, the food, it was Kemachal Ben Dursai, and you finished the Bishul, then you really created something, you really did something with that Manah B'Devar HaMosif Hevel, and it's going to be Asur. So the Biur Halacha here, he's trying to say that Magen Avraham is not Mekel to Kulot. If you look in the page, the Svara makes more sense according to the Magen Avraham Shita, that you can't say that it's mutter like the second opinion in Resh Nun Gimel, because there is no room to the second opinion. Rabbeinu Tam is the one who holds the Resh Nun Gimel like the Yesh Omrim, and he's saying that there is no heter of Hananiah here, so it makes sense that he's moide to the first opinion in Resh Nun Gimel. That's basically what the Magen Avraham says. But Lemaise, anyway, Bedi'evad, it's going to be mutter because we have the second opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, of Rashbam, and we saw that there is many other Rishonim that hold it. Even Lechatchila, it's mutter to be Mashe Bedevar HaMosif Hevel if it's Kemachal Ben Dursai. So Lemaise, Bedi'evad, it's going to be mutter. Okay, meaning, and again, if we go back to the question that we asked in the beginning of the shiur, so even if you hold that it's Asur, something is considered Hashaya B'Davar HaMosif Hevel, let's say you hold that the crackpot is Mosif Hevel, but if you come to somebody else that hold that it's Mutter, it can't be more than Shogeg or more than... It's going to be very hard to be Oyser, because for him it was Mutter, maybe Lechatchila, because he hold like somebody else. Even if it was Asur, it's not going to be more than Shogeg or more than... And the Mishnah Berurah, the Biur Halacha, basically says that Bedi'evad, you can rely on the other opinion, Rashbam, and so Bedi'evad is going to be very hard to be oyser, no matter what you hold by crackpot. But Be'ezrat Hashem, next year we're going to discuss what is crackpot. It's going to be we're going to need to combine all the information that we had from Resh Nun Gimel and Resh Nun Zayin to define what is the crackpot. Is it like a Hatmana, a Shashaya, or both, or?
Ugh. Thank you, Rabbi.